What if you could look at your own life right now and predict how many more years you have ahead? Not just any years, healthy, active, fulfilling ones. As we age, especially beyond 80, our bodies start sending subtle signals, clues that reveal whether we're on track for a long, vibrant life or one filled with limitations. In this video, I'll share 7 powerful signs scientifically backed, that can tell you where you stand today and what you can do to live longer, stronger, and more joyfully. So if you're curious about your future and want to make the most of every day, stay tuned until the end. Sign 1, your daily movement habits. Let's start with something simple but incredibly telling, how much you move each day. You don't need to run marathons, but staying consistently active is one of the strongest predictors of longevity after 80. Think about two people, Martha, who walks around her neighborhood every morning, does light gardening, and dances to old records while cooking. Then there's George, who used to be active but has gradually become more sedentary, sitting for hours watching TV or reading. Over time, Martha's daily movement keeps her joints flexible, her heart strong, and her brain sharp. George, on the other hand, may unknowingly be setting himself up for stiffness, fatigue, and even cognitive decline. Movement isn't just exercise, it's medicine. The more you keep your body moving, the more it will support you in return. If you've noticed yourself sitting more these days, try small changes, take short strolls after meals, stretch while watching TV, or join a seated fitness class online. Your body thrives on motion. Keep it flowing, and you'll likely keep going strong for years to come. Sign 2, your hand-eye coordination. This might surprise you, but how well you coordinate your hands and eyes says a lot about your overall health and longevity. Tasks like catching a ball, threading a needle, or even pouring a glass of water without spilling are all signs of healthy reflexes, muscle control, and brain function. Take Helen, an 82-year-old who still enjoys painting and playing card games with her grandchildren. Her hands are steady, her reactions quick, and her coordination intact. Compare that to Ralph, also 82, who finds himself dropping things more often or struggling with fine motor tasks. He brushes it off as normal aging, but in reality, declining coordination can signal early neurological changes or muscle weakness. Good coordination requires communication between your brain, nerves, and muscles. When that system starts to slow down, it can affect your balance, confidence, and independence. The good news? You can improve it. Try activities like juggling softballs, doing puzzles, or playing catch with a grandchild. These exercises stimulate neural pathways and keep your coordination sharp. Don't ignore small slips or missteps, they might be your body's way of asking for a little more attention.